Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. I'm grateful to God to be able to share with you on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Today is the 25th day of our Lenten desert journey. I pray it is going well for you. These 40 days are a precious opportunity in the church year to experience God's power to heal you and set you free from attachments that limit your joy. So keep going. If you gave up your practice, pick it back up. If you haven't tried a Lent practice, try one now. God wants to show you how much you are loved. This morning's message is taken from John's Gospel, the third chapter, verses 14 through 21. This is the section of the Bible that holds the famous verse 3:16 that we see flashed at sporting events and various public gatherings. The verse reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life." This is a big statement that has been interpreted many ways over the years, and today it's my joy to reflect on it with you. The sentence is spoken by Jesus during a very important visit. A man named Nicodemus came to visit Jesus in the dark of night. He was a member of the Pharisees, a Jewish sect that flourished during the first centuries BC through the first century AD. They held to strict observances of religious ceremonies and practices and adhered devoutly to oral laws and traditions. They also believed in an afterlife and were looking for the coming of a Messiah. For the most part, they did not trust Jesus. Nicodemus came to visit Jesus because he believed he was the teacher who had come from God. He came in the dark of night because it was too dangerous for him to admit this in the light of day. Jesus, having compassion for Nicodemus, sets out to explain to him the importance of going with his instinct in believing in him. We pick up the conversation with Jesus explaining, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Then comes the big sentence. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." The reference to Moses and the serpent is very important. In the book of Numbers, in the 21st chapter, we have the story of Moses and the serpent. It is bad times indeed. The Israelites have been traveling on their desert journey for almost 40 years. They are just about to enter the Promised Land when a number of unfortunate things happen. First, their longtime leader Miriam, Moses' sister, died. Then they had no water and the people complained, and Moses didn't honor God's holiness when he gave them water from the rock. God told Moses he wouldn't be going into the Promised Land with the people he had been leading for 40 years in the desert. Then, to top it all off, the Edomites refused to let the Israelites pass through their land, and this adds a huge amount of time and distance to their travel. Next, Aaron, Moses' brother, their other leader, dies. Now, they have a long way to go and only Moses to lead. It's important for you to see how much pain the Israelites are in when the next thing happens. There's no water again, and the people speak against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." They're talking about the manna, the bread of heaven, which God had sent so they would survive for years. The Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. Can it get any worse? The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live. So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, the person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. This is the story Jesus is reminding Nicodemus about. The poison is removed from the poisonous snake. It has no power. It is just a cold, empty figure on a stick. It is not that snakes don't slither around the camp anymore or bite, but when the people look up and see what God has done, they know that the snake has no power to kill them and they live. See the connection? Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus that he, Jesus, God's only Son, is not sent to condemn the world, but in order that the world may be saved through him. Jesus takes the poison of sin, all the dark and rebellious things we do against love, and in obedience to God's will, he takes it all up on the cross and renders it powerless. All we need to do is see Jesus nail sin to the cross and then rise from the dead to know that sin has no more power. Love wins. But the serpent of sin still slithers around in our hearts. Jesus goes on to say, and this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Jesus is telling us that sin absolutely has no more power. He encourages us to bring all the dark, slithering serpents inside our hearts to his light. He hasn't come to condemn us, but save us and give us the joy of sharing eternal life with him, filled with love, freedom, and power right here, right now. Just like the Israelites in the desert with the snakes, we can only have healing and life if we look. So our exercise for the week is about looking. I want to invite you to try out the discipline of self-examination. Here's how we do it. Either in the evening at dinner time or before you go to bed, or maybe in the morning, take time to ask yourself two questions. First, what was I grateful for in this day? Let the Holy Spirit bring to light all the things you are grateful for that happened in the day. And when you're finished, just thank God. And then ask yourself this second question. What was I unhappy about today? Let the Holy Spirit bring to light all the things that happened that caused you to feel distant from love and kindness. Perhaps you were not able to give love and kindness to someone, or perhaps someone withheld it from you. When you finish remembering, give everything to God and ask for God's healing light of love to heal you and bring you closer to him. Well, that's it for this week. Remember, you are welcome at St. Paul's anytime. Check out our website for our weekly activities. And if you want to hear this message again, you can go to our Facebook page. Have a light-filled week of love and peace. I want to send you out on your way with a classic Hank Williams song, I Saw the Light.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.